Wednesday, Vayakel, Shir 325, Perek Chafhei Pasuk Beis Eloikai, my Rabbeinu Shalom. This is something we mentioned many times in the Tefillah Shirim, other Shirim. Eloikai is a lashon of a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech is talking and he says, Eloikai b'cho batachti, I had betachen in you, al evoisha, I should not be embarrassed. Al yalsu oyvayli, my enemies should not be besimcha about my nefila. Which basically is the concept, one of the most important concepts in betachen. David HaMelech is saying, since I had betachen in you, therefore I should not be embarrassed. The fact that a person relied on the Rabbeinu Shalom is a reason that the Rabbeinu Shalom should respond. My enemies shouldn't be happy. It'll be a terrible chal Hashem. I relied and he didn't come through. Terrible chal Hashem. So David HaMelech over here is teaching us the secret of the power of betachen. Because batachti, therefore, al yavoisha, I can't be embarrassed. Al yaltsu oivali. Now, obviously, if a person is not really betach, and in the back of his head, he's relying on something else or somebody else, then you don't have the svar anymore. Because you didn't really rely. But if a person put his complete reliance on the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then there's a concept of alevaisha, shouldn't be embarrassed. And my enemies shouldn't be happy the fact that I fell. Now, we could speculate if a person, you know, sometimes we tell a person to act betachen even though he doesn't necessarily feel it completely. So let's say a person goes around announcing that he has betachen, that this and this is going to happen. Even though he doesn't really have the betachen, but seemingly the svarah should still apply. Because since he told everybody that he's having betachen, and he doesn't, if it doesn't come through, it's going to be a terrible busha, it's going to be a terrible chal Hashem, l'chayra. So seemingly, when a person announces his betachen, seemingly, this svarah should apply too, and that should be a reason the B'nai should fulfill it. Maybe the only reason why it's not mukhrach is maybe because people know if the guy really had betachen. If a guy announces, you know, people know, you know, this person didn't really have betachen. And a person that there's taka tzad, then maybe he had real betachen. So maybe that's true. Maybe if you announce it, maybe there's a concept that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will fulfill what you're asking. But that's David HaMelech saying, since he had betachen, the Rebbeinu Shlomo shouldn't be mevayishim, his enemies shouldn't be besimcha over him, he should be matzliach, he should have what he relied on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even, you know, it's not necessarily mukach, he's talking about relying about a specific thing. The fact that I'm ba'al betachen, I shouldn't have nefilas, because if I have nefilas, then it's a terrible bezayin, it's terrible, I rely on the Rebbeinu Shlomo, everything's going to be okay. So meila, alevay shal yaltsu oivali, person that has real betachen, works on his betachen, is zaycheh that the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes sure that he shouldn't be embarrassed, and it shouldn't be yaltsu oivali.